This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Mary Kay Cabot who joins us. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Does Baker have anything that's trademarked? Any sayings that are trademarked? Do we know right off the top of our head?
I woke up feeling dangerous.
That's trademarked?
Not yet, but it's trademarkable, perhaps.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was already trademarked, because, boy, there's a lot of shirts that say that. So, bad news for the T-shirt industry. Sorry, I've had a lot of coffee already, Mary Kay. Mary Kay, thanks for joining us. And first things first, what do you think these jerseys are going to look like on the 24th? I know that's on the top of everybody's mind.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the queen of the Browns.
Didn't
here.
She say last week that's Daryl's more up his alley?
Yeah, but I'm gonna ask her every single week until she becomes annoyed and stops coming on with us.
Asked me that last week, and it hasn't changed for me since last week. That's Daryl's thing.
Daryl won't come on the show right now.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't. It's his week off. He won't come on the show.
Oh. Is he working on the house?
Mary Kay actually came out while she was in Vegas.
Yeah, Daryl won't come on, and you know he's not going to Vegas. He's not going anywhere. He's in his basement right now digging a hole.
Mary Kay was at the same nightclub as Dwayne Haskins.
I was not.
Were you? Wait a minute. Did you go? What's it called?
Well, they were at Tao.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they were there at the same time. Yeah. Have you been to Tao there in Vegas?
No, I have not been to Tao in Vegas. I've been to Tao. Where? I've been to Tao somewhere.
Chicago?
New York City.
Whoa! There's a dun-dun-dun you play after that. That's what you do, Mac. We'll figure it out, won't we? All right, Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Mary Kay. ESPN, they polled coaches, players, front office members, referees, grounds crew. They polled everybody. And Baker Mayfield did not make the list of top 10 quarterbacks. Do you think the Browns think Baker is a top 10 quarterback? Does it ultimately matter if over the next 10 years the Browns have Baker, but he's never really considered a top 10 quarterback?
Well, yes, it does matter. And I think they do believe that he is a top 10 quarterback. Otherwise, they wouldn't be proceeding with him as their quarterback in the future. They believe that Baker Mayfield can take them to the Super Bowl and win it and win multiple Super Bowls. If they didn't feel that way, they wouldn't be considering him their guy, and they do. So I was a little bit surprised about that, but here's the thing. I think that people still have the residue of 2019 floating around in their brains. It's hard to shake that. That was a very, very difficult year under Freddie Kitchens for Baker Mayfield. And a lot of people bought into that season. That season was so hyped. A lot of national people had the Browns going to the Super Bowl that year. And I think some of them feel burned by that. And I think that memory is just imprinted in the brains of a lot of people. And now it's, prove it to us and show it to us before we go out there and put our reputations on the line for you.
I wanted to say, Mary Kay, this is such a weird thing because I wanted to say, well, if the Browns keep on winning, there's no way that he's not a top 10 quarterback. And then there were plenty of people going, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo is not in these top 10s. He was not in these top 10 lists. I'm going, how has Jimmy Garoppolo never been in a top 10 when he went to a Super Bowl?
Well, you know what? There are a lot of really good quarterbacks in the NFL right now. In fact, I asked Peyton Manning about that yesterday on a conference call for the Hall of Fame. you know, just about the state of quarterbacking in the NFL. There's a renaissance going on right now. It's pretty incredible when you think about some of the guys that are out there entertaining fans every Sunday, the Patrick Mahomes, the Josh Allens, Lamar Jacksons. These are really, really good young, in most cases, young quarterbacks, Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield, really, really good quarterbacks. And it's hard to break into the top 10 with what's going on right now. This is, it's a golden period in quarterbacking. And you know what? Maybe Baker will crack the top 10, and maybe he won't this year. The system is set up for him to do that. The team is set up for him to do that. And now the defense lends itself to that as well. But if he doesn't, once again, it doesn't mean that they're not winning big.
When's he getting paid? When?
You know, I do think that it will be before the season is over. I don't think it's going to go all the way till next offseason. At least right now, I don't think that. I think it will be at some point during the season if they can't get it done beforehand. And I think part of it, once again, is I do think that the Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson contracts will factor in. I mean, you don't want those guys getting $42 million a year and then you're going to settle for 37. I mean, Baker and his people believe that he's as good as those guys. He hasn't had the opportunity to show it yet because he hasn't had the continuity yet. You know, those guys haven't had, you know, three, four head coaches and four offensive coordinators and playbooks, and they've been able to build on what they did the year before. Baker's build on it time is coming at the beginning of this season for the first time in his career. So I think that, you know, maybe he even would like to show, look, here's a year of what I can do once I kind of got the whole Kevin Stefanski scheme. And I think it would actually behoove him to show what he is for one full year in the system before he tries to get paid.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the hotline. I know that we are getting closer to training camp. A couple questions about this. First of all, it's tough to know what a Stefanski training camp is going to look like because they flat out didn't have one last year, at least not by normal NFL standards. Have we gotten any indication of what this is going to look like and how much rest are all the quote-unquote stars going to get on this team?
Well, there are a few things to consider when you look at this training camp. First of all, first and foremost, the Browns have got to get through a really long season this year. They know that they're probably going to make the playoffs unless something really weird happens. So they will be playing not only their first 17-game season ever, but then three or four playoff games after that in a perfect world. So they know they have to pace themselves from that standpoint. Also, the bye week is not until week 13, and they want to obviously get to that bye week healthy. Last year's bye week was so vitally important for them in terms of especially Baker Mayfield and what they were able to do to, you know, just to hone what he was doing and to kind of whittle down the playbook for him and just focus in on his strengths. So the bye week is important for resting up, for changing things up, and they don't have that until week 13 this year. So they do have to pace themselves, and I think that will start right away in training camp in terms of rotations for reps. In terms of intensity of the camp, there will be a ramp-up period in camp like there was last year. According to the CBA, you can only do certain things in the early part of camp, and then as you go along, you can do more. But there will also be two joint practices against the Giants, and those almost count for like mini preseason games. You've only got three preseason games this year for evaluation, but you do have those two important practices against the Giants. But having said that, again, I do think that, you know, you will see a lot of guys rolling through there, and I think they'll be very, very conservative with the injured players.
Is there a day coming up here where fans are going to get the schedule of training camp and how they can attend, when, things like that? You know?
Yes. Yes. I would expect that would come today or tomorrow, but I'm not positive about that yet because there are so many protocols that are being worked through just in terms of, you know, just all the logistics and the COVID and the ingress and the egress and how far you have to stay away from players and how that's all going to work out. And I know that it's they want this to be a really great experience for the fans, and it will be, but they have to work through some of those issues to make sure that that it all goes the way the league wants it to. The CBA is allowing it to go. And it takes a little time. So they're still working through some of the details.
Yeah, Mary Kay, I did see that some other teams in the NFL were talking about, allowing, when it's vaccinated, non-vaccinated, allowing non-vaccinated fans to go, but maybe wearing masks. If the Browns started to lay out the groundwork for any of that stuff.
They're working on it for sure, yes. And they have been working on it. But once again, there are so many details and so many things. I mean, I think fans have to stay at least 21 feet away from players at all times. So there's a lot to work through. The footprint of the facility in Berea is not, it's not enormous out there. And so, you really kind of have to be creative with where people can be and how they can move around and how you can accomplish all of that while still maintaining the proper distance and those sorts of things. So I just think that it's taking a little while, and then the league has to approve it. And it's going to be great. I think it'll still be great for fans. That was the one regret about last season, was that fans just couldn't be out in full force to experience the joy of that season, either at training camp or the games or whatever. So it's tremendous that fans will be back, but it's just going to take a little while to figure it all out.
Absolutely will. Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. Is Big Ben fat?
No, I hear he's slimmed down considerably right now. We're hearing that he's, paying attention to his diet, and that he's, kind of taking a page out of the Tom Brady playbook and really trying to maximize his health and just head into this season a little bit rejuvenated from a physical standpoint. So, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see what that's going to be all about, because, no, I don't think he's fat right now, just the opposite. I think he's really working hard to come in the best shape of his life.
Follow-up, am I fat?
No, absolutely not.
If I can't count on you for the truth on that answer, why can't I count on you on the truth for the Big Ben answer?
I do not body shame in any way, shape, or form. I am just never going to go there.
What if I'm cool with shaming and I, in fact, enjoy it? And I want to be shamed by everybody. Mac, Earl, who just joined our team, Lima, you, Liz, everybody. I want to be shamed. Mary Kay, shame me.
You don't want to be shamed, and nobody that cares about you will ever do that.
Do you take the Steelers seriously?
I kind of do, actually.
Really? Even with all this Dwayne Haskins stuff that broke this morning?
I still do. I do because they're well coached, because it is a good organization, because you can never really count out Ben Roethlisberger, because they always have a good defense. We know that those receivers are good, and now they have a running back to go along with it. The thing that they don't have is a really good offensive line. And you really, once your quarterback starts to get older, and if you want to have a running game, you want to have a really good offensive line. And so that's the one area where, I think that could hurt them. But other than that, I think you have to be careful, especially if Big Ben is rejuvenated.
You're not going to send her off to break?
No,
I got to do everything around here.
I told you. I thought we were good. I appreciate it, Mary Kay. Appreciate the time.
Are you back home now?
I am back home, yes. Gearing up for camp.
Did you have a good time over in Vegas?
Great time. Absolutely fantastic.
Where's your next trip going?
My next trip is probably the preseason game.
Oh, that's no fun. I meant trip, Mary Kay.
Trip? I'm waiting to get into Italy. Either Canada to see my daughter in Quebec City, or Italy.
Yeah, good luck doing that. Canada, they're like, nope.
Nope. Trudeau's got a problem with that. All right, Mary Kay, we thank you very much. Sorry that was so awkward there at the end. I thought Lima would, take it away, but he didn't want to. Thank you, Mary Kay.
It's okay. Take care, guys.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.